1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah, my God is Jehovah, the Tishbite, who is of those who live in Gilead, said to Ahab. As the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to him, saying, Get yourself away from here, and go eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is before east of the Jordan River. And it shall be, that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, Jehovah, because he went and lived by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan River. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while, that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to him, saying, Arise, get yourself to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and live there, indeed. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her, and said, I ask you to fetch for me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her, and said, I ask you to bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, As the Lord, Jehovah, your God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, jar, bottle. And, indeed, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for me and my son, that we may eat it, and die. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But make me a little cake of it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make for you and for your son. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel says. The barrel of meal shall not go empty, neither shall the cruse, jar, bottle, of oil fail, until the day that the Lord, Jehovah, sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she, and he, and her house, ate many days. And the barrel of meal did not go empty, neither did the cruse, jar, bottle, of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, Jehovah, which he spoke by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so great, that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, What have I to do with you, O you man of God? Have you come to me to call my sin to remembrance, and to kill my son? And he said to her, Give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he stayed, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried to the Lord, Jehovah, and said, O Lord, Jehovah, my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I live, by killing her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried to the Lord, Jehovah, and said, O Lord, Jehovah, my God, I ask you, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord, Jehovah, heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child, and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord, Jehovah, in your mouth is truth.